This is the news in brief from the United Nations. The UN has welcomed nearly $1 billion in recent pledges to bolster access to life-saving tests, treatment and vaccines to end COVID-19. The development follows an appeal by UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres to all nations to provide further urgently needed funds to produce a coronavirus vaccine that is available to everyone, everywhere. The global initiative carrying out this task is called the ACT Accelerator. It was launched by the World Health Organization, WHO, alongside international partners. Since launching in April, ACT has secured $3 billion so far, but it needs another $35 billion, including an immediate infusion of $15 billion, Mr. Guterres said, at a high-level event to mobilize support for the initiative. In a statement, the UN and partners described the investment as a monumental show of solidarity from governments, private sector, civil society and international organizations. Governments should immediately address the inhumane conditions in detention faced by migrant workers who are also being blamed for spreading the coronavirus, a UN panel of independent rights experts said on Thursday. Citing reports of ill treatment and torture every single day in detention camps, the UN Committee on Migrant Workers raised the alarm over facilities in Gulf countries, including Saudi Arabia and Yemen, and in North African countries, including Libya. Migrants, mostly from African and South Asian countries, are regularly scapegoated for the spread of the coronavirus, the panel said in a statement. It also highlighted allegations that inmates do not receive medical treatment and that some are even left to die. The panel further described as shocking video footage published last month showing thousands of African migrant workers locked in cramped and unhygienic camps in Saudi Arabia with raw sewage spilling across the floor. As the devastating health and economic effects of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic continue, the Rights Committee explained that migrant workers were more at risk than ever. They have no access to clean water, sanitation and healthcare and are far more vulnerable than local residents, the committee said in a call for the international community to take action. The independent experts also called on authorities to ensure that those being held can have an orderly, safe and dignified return to their home countries. An educator who has spent more than 20 years rescuing sexually exploited and trafficked children in Colombia has been awarded the UN Refugee Agency's highest honor, the Nansen Refugee Award. Mayelin Vergara Perez is the Caribbean Regional Coordinator for the non-profit Renacer Foundation. To date, it has helped more than 22,000 child and adolescent survivors of commercial sexual exploitation and survivors of other types of sexual and gender-based violence. Ms. Perez's work involves combing the streets of remote communities in northeast Colombia where human traffickers and smugglers operate. In a statement, she explained that the exploitation left youngsters with deep mental scars. Their bodies have been so maltreated, so abused, so exploited that they feel alienated from those bodies as if they don't belong to them, she said of the girls who've been rescued. Describing the educator's work in saving hundreds of refugee children as heroic, Felipe Grandi, UN High Commissioner for Refugees, said she had also restored children's hopes for a better future. In 2009, Ms. Perez's advocacy led to two landmark pieces of legislation against the abuse of youngsters. One law established a mandatory 14-year prison sentence for those convicted of such offences. Another law targeted the owners of establishments that allow the sexual exploitation of youngsters on their premises. Global estimates indicate that millions of people continue to be trafficked every year. Women and girls account for the largest number of detected victims. UNHCR's Nansen Refugee Award honours outstanding service to people who have been forcibly displaced. The award includes a $150,000 prize donated by the governments of Switzerland and Norway. Working with UNHCR, the winner uses the funds to support a project that complements their existing work. Daniel Johnson, UN News.